Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Well, today's cattle futures market finished the day in the green with October live cattle up $1.07 at 103.20. We haven't gained back quite what we have lost since the August 9th Tyson fire, but we are back at 103.20. That Friday before it, the close was about 106.75, so we're about $3.50 away. So we've gained back a significant portion. The low set back on 1 month after the fire on September 9th was 93.40, so we're roughly $10 off the low. So we've come a long way. The December live cattle are up 117 at 108.60. That's about the highest we've been in about 6 weeks, I guess, on the live cattle. Feeder cattle were up as well, 40 to 95 cents higher, with September at 141.65, up 40. The feeder cattle index was 139.80 as of yesterday, so it's still at a discount to where the futures are. So the futures are anticipating a little bit higher cash market. They called Oklahoma City on Monday $2 to $5 higher. This morning, we didn't have any sales on the Fed Cattle Exchange of 1,533 head listed, but no sales. And with the increasing live cattle and lowering box beef, the packer margins are narrowing here, so they may try to back off the cash just a little bit.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Today's grain market was mixed here. We had corn unchanged, beans down 5, and then wheat's down 1 in Kansas City and about 4 to 5 lower in Chicago. Cotton finished the day 21 higher in December at 60.61. A lot of action today. The biggest news probably is China in here buying another 581,000 metric tons of beans. Egypt bought 300,000 metric tons of wheat. But the market really didn't rally that much. It was kind of one of those buy the rumor, sell the fact type of days, with the beans especially being lower following that news. We also have a grain quarterly grain stocks report that'll be out Monday. We've got some early estimates here, maybe a little bit tighter than where we were on the last quarterly stocks report for corn and beans. So maybe a little bit bullish there. That'll be on Monday. And then, of course, we're watching the next round of frost, which could have happened today. It looks like it's going to – or this weekend. It looks like it's going to stay west of the major corn and bean growing area. So no real impact at this point. But at any time, that's going to start going east and into to the Ohio and Iowa. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.